This is the Spurs Cast with your host, Paul Garcia.
In today's episode, I'll be reviewing the Spurs' first three games of the regular season and discussing Victor Wembanyama, Devin Vassell, and Jetty Osman's play to begin the opening season. Let's go to jump right into this episode. So about a week ago, I was on the podcast with Colin Reed and Benjamin Bornstein, and at that time, the Spurs had not yet played a regular season game. They had just finished their preseason schedule. So now a week later, the Spurs have actually gone through three regular season games. And so let's jump into how the Spurs did. Okay, so let's go back to about, I'm recording this on a Monday evening. So let's go back to last Wednesday. The Spurs were at home against the Dallas Mavericks. On this night, the Spurs ended up losing to Dallas by 7, but it was a close game. So let's talk about how that game went. So the Mavs were favored by 4.5. The Spurs led by 12 a little early in the game. They mostly led throughout the game until about midway through the third quarter. Dallas ends up taking the lead. The Spurs, though, did get the game down to crunch time. And then in that crunch time period is when the Mavs showed to be more of the veteran team. And so they were able to execute. The Spurs had some difficulty scoring the basketball. And also they were letting the Mavs get some wide open threes on crucial possessions. And so the Spurs ended up losing this game. And we'll talk more about this game in detail regarding Victor Wembanyama. Then on Friday, the Spurs got their first win of the season. They defeated the Houston Rockets by 4 points. The Spurs were favored by 3.5 in this game. This is one where the Spurs ended up falling behind by 10 points, but then they ended up getting it pretty close, and it was pretty close throughout most of the night. Down the stretch, though, on this night, the Spurs were able to force overtime against the Rockets, and then in overtime, the Spurs were more of the team that were able to out-execute the Rockets, and the team really went to Victor Wembanyama here down the stretch. That's what I forgot to say. So against Dallas, the opposite happened where down the stretch, the Spurs didn't go to Wemby as much. They should have. He had a really good stint midway through the fourth quarter where he put up 9 points. But then later, they didn't look for him down the stretch. And then they ended up, like I said, they ended up losing. They couldn't close out that game. And then Sunday was the rough one for San Antonio. They ended up losing. They got blown out on the road, their first road game at Los Angeles against the Los Angeles Clippers. They lost by 40 points. The Clippers were favored by 9. The game wasn't really close after the first quarter. I know that the Spurs fell behind by 14 early in the first quarter. Then they ended up getting it down to 6 at the end of the first. Then the second quarter starts and that lead just starts to balloon. The key issue for San Antonio on this one was turnovers. They ended up having 25 turnovers, an early season high for the team. After the game, Devin Vassell said that the team looked like they played scared against the Clippers, that the Clippers were just much more aggressive and the Spurs weren't the aggressors, whereas they had been against Dallas and Houston. So he was kind of disappointed and just talking about, you know, how the team needs to come out better against opponents like the Clippers. And then Coach Pop said that basically, you know, he talked it more so up to being on the road, that this young Spurs team needs to learn that it's a totally different environment now on the road compared to the home environment where they were a little bit more comfortable and really battling against Houston and Dallas. So that was Pop's take, was more so the environment on the road and how you handle pressure. And the Spurs obviously looked like they didn't handle pressure well. And then Victor Wembanyama had a very thoughtful response where he basically said, you know, it was a rough loss, 40-point loss, but he says, you know, it is just a loss. And so the Spurs are going to, you know, continue to work, that there's going to be some ups, there's going to be some downs. And he used their very famous quote, the pounding the rock quote. And so he basically said, you know, it's going to be a long season and there's always steps in between. And so this is one of those steps where it's a learning opportunity for the team. And he says that, you know, this loss is not going to let them get down or, you know, get distracted. They're going to continue to work and focus on their goal of becoming a better team. And so he used that pounding the rock quote that the Spurs have been using for years. Said Wemby on this night. So how did the Spurs do? You know, overall Vegas said they should have gone 1-2. They actually did that. They went 1-2. They lost the Mavericks and the Clippers, and then they ended up beating the Rockets like what was projected to happen. So, you know, not too surprising what happened. I mean, the 40-point loss is surprising. Just, I don't think the Spurs should have lost by that much, but again, that's kind of what happened there. One thing I do want to say before I move on from this topic is, or these three games is I am interested to see, you know, how they handled those teams kind of in that win range of where the Mavs and Clippers should have been. Cause we saw two different, totally different, performances where against the Mavericks, yes, they lost the Spurs, but they battled every minute of that game. We saw That game we do want to note was at home. Whereas the Clippers, you know, the Clippers really came out aggressively. They forced them into turnovers using their length, using their switching, using their ability to get deflections. And so the Clippers really put that game away fast, and that was a game on the road. So that's more so what I'm interested to see is going forward, how do the Spurs handle those type of teams who should be a little bit closer in the Western Conference, Dallas and the Clippers, as the season progresses. Now, regarding the games that are coming up for this upcoming week, so I am recording on a Monday evening. The Spurs will play on Tuesday at the Suns on Halloween night. Then on Thursday, they're going to play again at Phoenix. So there's two games in a row against Phoenix. And then on Sunday, San Antonio returns home against the Toronto Raptors with old teammate Jakob Poeltl, who got traded last season. So the Spurs will see the Raptors on Sunday in the upcoming games for this week. For our next topic, I want to talk about Victor Wembanyama's first three official NBA games. So again, you know, we talked at length about him in the preseason, but now this is the real deal here. This is the regular season. So far through three games, Wemby's averaging about 27 minutes a night, 16 points, 15.7 points per game, second leading scorer behind Devin Vassell on the team, 45% shooting from the floor, 23% from three, five free throw attempts, seven rebounds, 1.7 assists, and 4.7 turnovers, two steals, 1.7 blocks, and then 10 deflections total in three games, which is leading the team so far. So against Dallas, he ends up finishing with 15 points on 6-9 shooting, five rebounds, two assists, five fouls, which was the big issue for him on this night, where he couldn't really stay on the floor for the first three quarters. He was stuck in foul trouble. Every time he'd get out there, there'd be another foul called on him, and then he'd have to go straight back to the bench. And so he had a tough night, you know, just being on the floor in general on this night. But he really showed in the fourth quarter, he came to life, where he was able to stay on the floor even with those five fouls, and he ends up scoring 9 points in a very quick spurt midway through the fourth quarter. And then again, like I said earlier to start this podcast, where, you know, again, he was having a good fourth quarter, but then slowly, like with like 2 or 3 minutes left, the team didn't find him out there on the floor. They weren't getting the ball either inside or outside. And so other players tried to make some plays and then ended up turning it over or taking bad shots. And so the team ended up losing this game. And then the opposite happened against Houston, where in this game, Wemby scores 21 points on 19 shot attempts. He gets his first double-double with 12 rebounds. He gets one assist, two fouls, three steals, and he also has four turnovers with three blocks. And in this one, again, Wemby had one of his best moments here in the fourth and quarter in overtime, where he scores 13 of his 21 points in the fourth and overtime. He also gets all three of his blocks in the fourth quarter. There was that sequence where Maxi Kleba, he blocks him like twice within a quick possession. And so and this one, the Spurs did, you know, they put the ball in Wemby's hands and they said, you know, they let him go to work, and he did. He was able to get a really impactful and one play. And he didn't just go for jumpers when he was in overtime in the fourth quarter. He was actually trying to drive and really, really attack the Rockets' interior defense. And so the Spurs ended up winning this game in overtime against Houston. And then against the Clippers, you know, Wemby wasn't the only player who had a rough night. It was pretty much the entire team. He ends up scoring a season low 11 points on 10 shot attempts, five rebounds, two assists, five turnovers, with one steal and one block. And again, he wasn't the only player who had a rough game. The entire team had a rough game. You know, they just couldn't keep the ball in their hands or move it to the next player. It was always getting stolen by the Clippers. And so just like we saw there, five turnovers for Wemby, and just overall the team had a rough night with the turnover column. And so, you know, overall, just, you know, second leading scorer ready on the team, kind of what you would expect. He's made some impactful plays on both ends of the floor. Like I said, he's had some of those block plays early on. He's got a lot of deflections, got getting in passing lanes. And then also one thing that we're seeing more so again in that Clippers game, just because it's the most recent game, was his ability to score. Even when, like, he's having a rough shooting night, he's still able to get points inside. Just the team has to throw the ball up to him, and he's able to. We saw multiple possessions where he like just grabs the ball and lays it in with an alley-oop type of finish, or he just kind of tips it in with like an alley-oop type of finish. So there's multiple ways that he's able to score. And of course, he always has like some just like mesmerizing plays, even when the Spurs are losing. There was one play against the Clippers where he does like a spin move, and he's like, he's still like in the mid-range area technically, and he like does like a one-handed left-hander and he banks it in. So yeah, he's just gonna be a really good player. And of course, it's going to take some time for Wemby as the Spurs are three games into the season.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Next, let's talk about Devin Vassell. And I just want to talk about he's kind of taking the charge in terms of being that leader for the team. That's kind of what we were trying to see if Devin's going to take that mantle now of being that player that the team looks to as kind of like their go-to guy, especially in closing moments early on. And so he's showing that. He's leading the team in scoring right now through just three games. Again, small sample size. 20.7 points per night right now, 55% shooting from the floor, 31% from three. That should get a little bit better because, like we said, you know, Devin's a lights out shooter. We saw him shooting really well in the preseason. And so far through, it's just a small sample size in three games, but he is shooting 31% from three. One thing I do want to talk about is his increase in free throw attempts. So he's averaging right now through just three games, 5.7 free throw attempts, which is, you know, leading the team right now in that category. But also when he's doing it, you know, he's not settling for jumpers when it gets to crunch time. We're seeing that he's really putting, you know, getting that ball and trying to attack the interior defense. He did that a lot against the Rockets in that game. And so when we look at the numbers, a lot of his free throw attempts right now are coming in crunch time. So in those final 5 minutes, whether the Spurs are ahead or behind by 5 points, that is when Devin really becoming that go-to player for San Antonio there in the half court. And that's what they need. They really need to try to, as much as they got to really try to put the ball in Devin and Wemby's hands as much as possible when they get into those close games. Like we saw they did against the Rockets. It was a successful game plan for them. And the last player I want to talk about here in terms of just kind of players that have stood out here through the first three games is Jetty Osman off the bench. I would say that he's been the most consistent Spur so far through three games of this early regular season. He's averaging 12.7 points off the bench, shooting 58% from the floor. For those of you watching the video, I'm going to go ahead and put the numbers up. And I did tweet this out just kind of like when you look at the points per shot, he's like in green almost everywhere on the floor, whether it's mid range near the rim from three. He's just really been efficient shooting the ball so far to start this early season. He's also shooting 50% from three. And then, like I said, he's just a very versatile player where he comes in, you know, he just doesn't miss a beat. He can fit in at the three, at the four, wherever the Spurs need to put him. He usually spells, gives Wemby a rest early in the first quarter and early in the third quarter. And then he's able to fit in with the different players out in those lineups. When this team starts going through some lulls, Jetty's been the one who kind of keeps them in games instead of that lead continuing to compound for the other team. Jetty's been one of those players who could come in and just hit like two threes in a row for San Antonio and kind of get that lead very, very close or keep their lead just above water there. So Jetty's had a very impactful start to the season. Again, it's only three games, but he's shown that for a player that they you know, the Spurs traded for and they got a second round pick to acquire him. You know, he's been a very impactful player for San Antonio early on since joining the team. And now for our last topic, I just want to do a quick little lineup check in terms of how the lineups are doing. So let's first talk about the big lineup, which has Jeremy Sochan at the point, Devin, Keldon, Wemby, and Collins as the other four players out on the court. And so, you know, again, like Pop said, you know, they really want to see what this lineup looks like. So we're not going to just make judgments right now in three games. But right now, the data is saying it's very early data that it's been a rough lineup to start, especially just because a lot of this data is coming in with the Clippers game in mind that the team got blown out on this night. So of course, it's going to make the numbers look really bad. But so far, they are struggling right now, and it's just three games. So they have a minus 35.9 net rating according to Cleaning the Glass. 74 offensive rating and 109.9 defensive rating and in 73 possessions. And then, of course, when you look at that compared to the lineup when you have Trey Jones at the point, and then still Devin, Keldon, Wemby, and Collins, that lineup looks a lot better right now with the early numbers. Again, just three games, 16.5 net rating, 112.5 offensive rating, 96 defensive rating according to Cleaning the Glass. And again, the big difference here is the possessions that we haven't seen a lot of minutes with this lineup or possessions with this lineup. Whereas the starting lineup with the big lineup, it's 73 possessions that they've played out on the floor together. Whereas the Jones at point guard lineup is only at 24 possessions. So again, there's that's more so a case to look at. It's very limited data. It's only been three games. And so, you know, like I said, just in the most recent Spurscast episodes, just, you know, I really want to see what this data looks like from 15 to 20 games from now. You know, where is it exactly? How far how far above or behind is it from compared to when Jones is at the point? And so, you know, just more time is needed. And then something interesting Coach Pop said was before the team played the Clippers, he had this quote exactly. He said, "Jeremy at the point, he's our official 2023-24 experiment to see what happens there." So Pop's even said, you know, it's going to take some time. This is their big objective for the team, is to see what this lineup it does look like after a certain amount of time. And so that you know, it's going to be ups and downs. You know, Sohan even said that this himself on me today. You know, him running the point, there's going to be some good and some bad. And even the players have mentioned, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. You know, having a player who's, this isn't his normal role, having to learn how to now initiate the offense and things like that. And then just seeing how that goes for the team. And so Pop's ultimate goal, though, he let a little bit more out here in this quote where he said, basically, he wants that this lineup to eventually become a really good defensive lineup, where he wants them to be almost like the Clippers unit, where they can switch multiple positions, put a lot of pressure on ball handlers, on disrupt passing lanes, create a lot of havoc. That way they're able to get easier buckets on the other side. And so that is one of the ultimate goals that the Spurs are hoping happens with this lineup, that they end up clicking somehow and figuring it out defensively and becoming a real force for the team and helping them improve their defensive numbers. Because overall, to start the season through three games, it's been a rough, when you look at the numbers, there's a lot of red, like categories like bottom 10 in almost every category, again, like last season. So again, it's a very small sample size. I do want to see that, you know, after November, after December, what does this lineup look like? And according to Pop, you know, it looks like, you know, regardless if they're playing well or not, he's going to continue to put that lineup out there. He really wants to see them get a lot more minutes. And just something that I want to note before I move on is, in crunch time, though, we saw him Pop make two different decisions. Whereas against the Mavericks, when the Spurs ended up losing, he ended up taking Trey Jones out at the point with like 2 or 3 minutes left. And that's when we saw the Spurs, they really couldn't execute down the stretch and get good shots. They ended up turning it over multiple times. Whereas against Houston, he actually kept Trey Jones in the game to close out to force overtime. But then also he ended up bringing Sohan with Jones on the floor there in the overtime. And the Spurs ended up playing well and they ended up beating the Rockets in that game. So again, it's just a two game sample size. But that was interesting to note that in crunch time, when it came down to, you know, whether you're going to win or lose this game, he actually went with Jones there to close out that game against the Rockets. But again, it's only been three games. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Spurscast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and your favorite podcast apps. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by Paul Garcia. Music from this episode was written by Vincent Garcia and Paul Garcia. From all of us at Project Spurs, stay safe and have a great day.